You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey everyone, Tim McMaster here along with our MLB.com Phillies reporter Todd Zalecki. And Todd, less than a week to go until opening day as far as the Phillies go, and Monday was an interesting day for the Phils. They named their fifth starter of the rotation in Vince Velasquez. They also signed Will Venable, who could make this team as a outfielder. Let's start with Velasquez. Through the spring, from what you saw, is there reason to be excited about what he could bring in 2016?
Yeah, I think so. He kind of pitched as delivered, a hard-throwing right-hander with great stuff, probably the best stuff on staff. You know, it's just a matter of him being able to keep the ball down the strike zone and throwing strikes with some of his off-speed stuff. But he really did that later in camp. The first couple weeks, or the first couple starts in spring training, you saw a lot of that talent, you saw a lot of that potential, but he might walk a guy here or there or make the wrong pitch in the wrong spot. But his last two starts, he looked legit, and he kind of saw why the Phillies wanted him so badly in that Ken Giles trade. I mean, he was the key piece of that trade, and like I said, the last two starts he made in the Grapefruit League ended up being very, very good.
Now he gets the fifth starter spot, and Adam Morgan is going to start the year down in Lehigh Valley. But here's another guy that impressed during the spring, right? And I get the feeling that at some point this season we're going to see Adam Morgan up with the Phillies.
Yeah, I think so. I think if something should happen to one of those five starters right now, he'll be the first option up. You know, Brett Oberholzer has some starting experience, but he's going to start the season in the bullpen. But so Morgan is going to be the guy. You know, a lot of people are going to then say, well, what about Jake Thompson, Zach Eflin, Mark Appel, you know, their top pitching prospects. But they want to give those guys more time to develop. So if something happens April, May, June, I think it is going to be Adam Morgan. It was a tough decision for him, obviously. He actually made the argument that he outpitched all the starters in camp. But, hey, that's the way it goes. The Phillies ended up going with the bigger arm, bigger upside guy in Velasquez.
The other move, as I mentioned, Will Venable signing a minor league contract. Venable, 33 years old. He's been a good outfielder throughout his career, spent most of his time out on the West Coast, an athletic guy who has been a spark plug for teams, but he struggled this spring with the Indians. What are his chances of sticking with the Phillies?
I think his chances are very good. And basically I said because they brought him in with five games to go, and so they wouldn't bring him in if they didn't already like him. You know, if they were kind of lukewarm on him, I just don't think they would have brought him into camp, you know, because what's he going to do in five games to really change their mind? So I think he's got a really good chance at making this team. There's really two bench jobs available, and it's down to three guys. It's down to Will Venable, Cedric Hunter, a non-roster guy, and Emmanuel Burris, who's, you know, utility infielder that can also play some outfield. And I my guess right now, if I had to put money on it, would be Burris getting a spot because he can play the infield and the outfield. And Pete McCannon has kind of talked about how he likes the flexibility that gives him in these National League games, which would mean then Venable and Cedric Hunter are kind of coming down to that final reserve outfield spot.
So that's the deal as far as positions go. The other thing that's up in the air still is quite a bit of the bullpen, really. When you look at this bullpen, seems like the locks are David Hernandez, Dalyer Hinojosa, Genmar Gomez, and Brett Oberholzer, who you mentioned. But that leaves some spots open. So how is this all going to shake out? Who do you think ends up fitting into those spots?
Well, the Rule 5 pick in camp, left-hander Daniel Stumpf. I in my writings about this bullpen competition, I have not called him a lock, but I've written that he's is about as close of a lock as you can get. And I think he's on the team. The Phillies, they want to keep young players. He's got a good arm. He's left-handed. He's 26. And he's a Rule 5 guy. So there's no reason on this team this season, a rebuilding season, not to give him a longer evaluation. So I think Daniel Stumpf is going to get that fifth bullpen job, which leaves two more jobs available. They released Edward Mujica today, basically bringing it down to four people, James Russell, Andrew Bailey, Ernesto Frieri, and Hector Neris. I think James Russell is going to get that sixth spot. He's pitched really well in camp, and Pete McCannon said the other day he's leaning towards carrying three left-handers in the bullpen. So you put two and two together, and James Russell gets that job. So now you're looking at the final three spots, and I think it's going to be Hector Neris. He hasn't pitched that well this spring, but he pitched well for the Phillies last season. I think that's going to come into play. He can also give the team multiple innings, which I don't think Bailey and Frieri necessarily can. And the other thing that I think fans need to consider is Bailey has a May 1st out clause, so he can start the season in the minor leagues. Frieri has an out clause on Thursday, but only if he can find another major league job, and I would be stunned if that happens. So both of those guys can start the season in the minor leagues. So you put all those things together, and I think it's going to be Stumpf, Russell, and Neris taking up those final three spots in the bullpen.
All right, let's get into some bold predictions before the 2016 season. Todd, you've come up with three of them. I just want to go through each of them and get your breakdown of kind of how these will happen. And number one is Franco, 30 homers and an all-star game, which is going to be the easier task, him ending up with 30 homers or him finding his way into the all-star game?
Boy, you know, I think he could – maybe getting to the All-Star game might be the easier task for him. He's been really, really impressive this season. This spring. And he was really impressive last year before he got hurt in August when he broke his wrist on a pitch in Arizona. He was really kind of entering that Rookie of the Year conversation. And he came into camp in great shape. He's had 9 home runs so far this spring. He's really been locked in. And you know, hey, I get it, spring training numbers are spring training numbers. But in that ballpark in Philly, if he stays healthy, he certainly has 30 home run potential. And, you know, I have a gut feeling that he's going to kind of take that next step among the elite kind of third baseman in the National League.
He's one of those guys where you almost want him to stop hitting home runs during spring training. Like, hey, hold on, wait for the season to start, and then keep hitting these homers. All right.
Many of his teammates are that, and his coaching staff has said the same thing. Like, I kind of want him to slow down. You know, let's just stop at 9, and then let's go into the season and just start hitting the rest of them when they actually count.
Absolutely. All right, number two, bold prediction, and we mentioned this guy winning the fifth starter job, Vince Velasquez, and you think that he is going to have a great season for the Phillies.
I do. You know, I don't know how many innings he is going to pitch. You know, they're going to watch his innings count because last year he only pitched 88 innings. I think he's got a career high of 120 a couple of years ago in the minor league. So, you know, I'm not saying he's going to go out and start 33 games, pitch 200 innings, you know, win 18, 19 games. But I think what he is going to do is he is going to show the Phillies that they are headed in the right direction. And he is a piece that they can count on in that rotation going forward. You know, it's not going to be a situation where they end the season and going, you know, we're still not quite sure what we have in Vince Velasquez. We still kind of hope that he can get things together. I think by the time the season ends, they're going to be really comfortable with what they have in him. And they're going to feel like, you know what, going forward, we can really count on Velasquez and Aaron Nola and Jared Eichhoff. And we've got three pieces of a pretty good rotation for the future.
All right. And bold prediction number three, Dallier Hinojosa will end up leading this team in saves, which I guess means at some point winning that closer job.
Yeah, he's pitched really, really well this spring. He pitched great last year in 18 appearances, and quite frankly, I don't think he got that much attention because the Phillies are so far out of it, and there wasn't just a lot of any attention on the Phillies at all. So he really flew under the radar. But you know, as I mentioned earlier, I think Andrew Bailey might open the season in the minor leagues. You know, David Hernandez, he hasn't been real sharp this spring. He's had an elbow issue. He kind of is the only option for me right now. And, you know, if he does end up being the closer, I think he has closer stuff. If he does end up being the closer and pitches with success, it would be one heck of a story. I wrote the other day about how he defected from Cuba in 2013. And I asked him, I said, you know, I guess pitching in the ninth inning wouldn't be that big of a deal after kind of like being on this little rickety boat in the middle of the ocean in the middle of the night and kind of risking your life. And he said, it was a great quote. He said, I'll tell you what, I'll take you out in the ocean one night, 3 in the morning, in the pitch dark, and then I'll take you out of the mound with 50,000 people, and you tell me which one is scarier. And I love that quote because I think it shows you that he is not afraid to pitch in the ninth inning, and if he gets the opportunity, he can get the job done. And I think if he does get the opportunity, he will be able to get the job done.
Yeah, it would certainly be a great story to see a guy like that that's been through so much have that kind of success at the major league level. All right, this has been MLB.com Extras, the Phillies edition. Thanks so much, Todd Zalecki. Join us again next time.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.